This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Today is what's known as match day in medicine. 33,000 aspiring doctors are going to get word on where they will be doing their residencies for the next 3 to 7 years. But with a rapidly changing healthcare economy, what kind of on-the-job training does a doctor need in 2013? From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports.
Paintings of physicians and professors line this marble hallway in one of the oldest buildings on the University of Pennsylvania Med School campus.
These are big names in American medicine here.
Dr. Bill Hansen, who helps oversee resident training at Penn, stops in front of an enormous painting.
That's Dr. Agnew there, pontificating in front of an auditorium full of amazed medical students.
The Agnew Clinic was created in 1889. Hansen says the painting embodies the godlike position doctors held for more than a century.
The central figure in medical care is that isolated one professorial figure there in white. And everyone else around him is in shadow, very, very different from what we're talking about today.
This is the picture of today's doctor, the team huddle.
So what does that tell you about acid-base type disorders? Anybody have any thoughts on that?
That's Dr. Brian Smith, who's wrapping up his training at Penn, making rounds with an assorted crew of nurses, students, and residents. Smith says teamwork is critical for improving patient health, avoiding errors, and holding down costs.
We'll say, you know, does anybody have any other ideas? Are there any concerns that we're not addressing? Are there any questions that anybody has? And a lot of times that evolves into a dialogue.
Dr. Bob Wachter at the University of California, San Francisco says doctors can no longer just take care of sick people.
I like to say that the doctor of the future has two sick patients. One is the person they're taking care of and one is the system they're working in.
So while residents at UCSF still pore over case studies like they have for generations, they're also getting a lesson in economics.
They get that if they're doing CAT scans when they shouldn't be, not only are we bankrupting companies and the government, we're bankrupting people.
Wachter says now it's an obligation to teach residents the business side of the profession, because while the days of the godlike doctor have ended, physicians are still the central figures in medicine. And Wachter says it's up to this new crop of doctors to treat what ails the healthcare system. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.